time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Brandon Snide.
Victor Caratini knocked in a two-run home run, and Devin Williams secured his 16th save of the season as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the New York Mets on Thursday night, this one by a final of 3-2. The Brewers will head to Pittsburgh next to begin a three-game set that starts tonight. Coverage gets underway here on WTMJ at 5:30. Freddie Peralta slated to get the start.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger is with us this morning.
Rick!
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to start off. I know we got a lot coming when the team returns to Milwaukee for the holiday week, but I do want to ask you about the wildfire smoke that we are now going to shift out east with the crew in Pittsburgh tonight. I know the team has that on its radar. Any word at this point on tonight's game and whether or not they are concerned about that?
Yeah, I think they're obviously monitoring the air quality index in Pittsburgh, and we're not going to put fans or the players in at a health risk. So I think we're going to see. I think they think as of now, the game's going to go on as scheduled. But, this is a difficult situation because you just can't really predict, what's going to happen at game time and what the wind prevails are going to be and all the data. So, obviously Major League Baseball is involved. But I think the games are scheduled to go on. And, again, we'll sort of see as we go.
Nice road trip for the crew so far, and then we come back to American Family Field on July 3rd and then kick off a short series with the Cubs, and then we've got the Reds, both really important teams for us to play, and a number of things happening at the ballpark, too.
Yeah, no, it's a four-game series with the Cubbies, first time we've seen them this year at home, and then we've got the Reds. So, kind of crucial games right before the All-Star break. So a lot of good action. Tickets for Monday's July 3rd game are going to be difficult to get. More availability later in the week and good availability for the Red series. So, it's going to be a great series and hopefully some wins. And we've got the 30th anniversary of the Sausage Race celebrated on July 7th, so we'll have some fun with that. It's hard to believe it's been 30 years since the first actual race of sausages in the ballpark. But we'll have some fun and, again, nothing beats the Sausage Race.
Do we know, Rick, who won the very first sausage race?
I think we do. I don't remember.
It is known.
I think we do have data. It is a known fact.
Yes.
And, okay.
Put it this way, there were only three racing sausages at the time, so we have a 33% chance of guessing who it was.
Point.
But I think we do know. I happen not to know.
I remember the first time I saw the actual sausage race where it had come off the scoreboard and now they're running around out there. And I'm thinking, like, I'm not sure I like this. That's not great for Milwaukee. This is, we're more than sausage and beer and whatever. And then I quickly grew to be like, no, actually, this is everything that's awesome about Milwaukee.
No, it's great. It's fun. A credit to the Friar folks who came up with it. And it's iconic. It says Brewers, it says Milwaukee.
Hey, one more thing I want to give you an opportunity to talk about coming up on Friday next, so a week from today when the Reds are in town. You've got the Jerseys Off Their Back raffle, and this is put together by wives of the players and others within the organization to help raise money for an important cause.
Yeah, the players will autograph their jerseys that they wore at the game. The wives, who do a lot of things for Brewers Community Foundation, are raising money. The money's going to Brewers Community Foundation, which then supports literally 500 nonprofits around the state of Wisconsin. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity not only to win something cool, but also to make a donation that's going to benefit our state.
He's not the best producer in the business for nothing. Pancake, who won that first race?
All right, do you have a guess? You want to throw a guess down real quick?
I thought I heard Matzik say last week it was Bratwurst. That would be my guess.
Rick, you want to give a guess?
Can I go with Polish?
I'll go with Italian.
And it was the Bratwurst.
Ah!
Great, Rick, have a great Independence Day. Hope we get them all in this weekend in Pittsburgh. And then it's an awesome week-long homestand for the crew next week.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thanks, Rick!
7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.